Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Sweltering in California.
This is a record-setting heat wave in terms of temperatures and duration.
Found among Trump documents.
A foreign government's nuclear capabilities.
Historic vaping settlement.
These are some of the toughest mandates on any industry.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Scorching and relentless triple-digit heat is pushing California's power grid to its limits. A record demand for electricity has prompted a warning of possible rolling blackouts. And there are more than a dozen wildfires in the state. CBS's Carter Evans is in Los Angeles.
With temperatures soaring across California, schools without air conditioning in one northern city are canceling afternoon classes for the rest of the week.
The classrooms were seeing about 84, 85 degrees.
The need to conserve electricity is vital, says California Governor Gavin Newsom.
We're heading to the worst part of this heat wave, and the risk for outages is real, and it's immediate.
The state's power grid was pushed to the limit, with demand soaring to a record of more than 52,000 megawatts. California's maximum is 56,000 megawatts. According to an expert we spoke with, California just doesn't have enough alternative energy like solar or wind resources to cover the increased demand, and the state's drought is impacting the power supply as well.
Reservoirs being as low as they are means that you just can't run as much water through the dams as you would like to.
With no let-up in the heat, wildfires are causing death and destruction across the state, with four dead. Thousands of structures threatened. Officials confirmed the two people who died near Hemet Monday were attempting to escape the flames. Riverside County Fire Captain Richard Cordova says wildfires are spreading faster than ever.
People think they have time to escape, but the way we see fires burn, they don't have time to escape anymore.
Officials at the Grand Canyon are also warning about the high heat after the weekend death of a hiker. The Washington Post reports a file found at former President Trump's Florida home had information about a foreign government's nuclear capabilities. CBS's Catherine Herridge has the latest.
National security and nuclear experts told CBS News if the intelligence was compromised, it has the potential to damage collection methods, even burn sources. The analysts, who do not have firsthand knowledge of the Mar-a-Lago record, said intelligence describing a foreign government's military defenses, including its nuclear capabilities, can reveal fragile collection methods, such as human sources, electronic surveillance, and spy satellite technology.
There's word Trump ally and former advisor Steve Bannon plans to turn himself in tomorrow to face new charges in a New York criminal case. This is about donations to a fund to build a wall at the southern border. Federal charges against Bannon went away when he was pardoned by Trump. The UN wants a safety zone set up around Europe's largest nuclear plant, which has been rattled by nearby shelling during the war in Ukraine. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
The warnings were dire from the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency.
We are playing with fire, and something very, very catastrophic could take place.
To the U.S. and British representatives to the UN Security Council.
Russia has no right to expose the world to unnecessary risk and the possibility of a nuclear catastrophe.
Russia is playing roulette with nuclear safety.
Ukraine now says it would support the deployment of UN peacekeepers at the plant.
The e-cigarette maker Juul has agreed to pay nearly $440 million to settle an investigation by 33 states into the marketing of vaping products. Connecticut Attorney General William Tong says it's an effort to reduce vaping by teenagers.
Juul cannot depict persons in any marketing under the age of 35.
They can't use cartoons like Joe Camel. No paid product placement in movies or television shows.
Juul still faces other lawsuits and pressure from federal regulators.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you can have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The first day of school today in Seattle is a no-go after teachers authorized a strike.
I'm sad. I really want to be back in my building.
But instead, teachers like Elizabeth Ward Robinson will be walking a picket line. Pay, staffing, and mental health support are top issues. Because of pandemic disruptions, life at school has been difficult for many students. CBS's Meg Oliver tells us some parents are relying on tutors for their children.
This summer, 12-year-old Taylin Carlisle has been seeing a tutor 3 days a week.
Did you feel like you were behind the other students?
Yeah, because my grades were really bad.
Taylin struggled with all remote learning during the pandemic. In Paterson, New Jersey, Talina Queen teaches 10th grade English at Eastside High School.
They were not ready and didn't really understand simple things.
Nationwide, students are slowly starting to gain ground since pandemic lockdowns. Research shows 8th grade students made up 8% of lost learning in reading last year, but it may take more than 5 years to completely catch up. Paula White is the executive director of the advocacy group Jersey Can.
How do you make up years of learning? High dosage tutoring to try to remediate some of what they lost.
Students heading back to school still face a long road to academic recovery.
Authorities in the Bahamas say an American cruise ship passenger was attacked by a bull shark while snorkeling. The 58-year-old Pennsylvania woman later died at a hospital. Jeff Deal, a former state lawmaker backed by former President Trump, won the Republican nomination for governor in Massachusetts.
We're going to run a campaign that is focused specifically on we, the people, our freedoms, our rights, and our prosperity.
Trump has said Deal would rule Massachusetts, quote, with an iron fist. He faces Democratic State Attorney General Maura Healey in the general election. A county commissioner in New Mexico has been disqualified from office by a judge for his conviction on a charge stemming from the attack at the U.S. Capitol. Coy Griffin, a co-founder of a group called Cowboys for Trump, is also barred from serving as a presidential elector. Today, Apple unveils its latest version of the iPhone. CNET's Ian Schur on what to expect.
The newest iteration, which rumors say will be called the iPhone 14, is said to have headline features like the ability to send an emergency SOS by satellite message if you don't have any cell signal, and also potentially a far better camera, and importantly, an always-on screen.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
An Oklahoma TV news anchor with a medical crisis while on the air.
A scary moment for Julie Chin during a newscast over the weekend.
The Tulsa Air and Space Museum is hosting a launch today at the event.
She apologized to viewers for struggling, but later posted on social media, co-workers called 911 when she lost partial vision and couldn't speak. Chin was rushed to the hospital and says her doctors believe it was the beginning of a stroke. She has lots to follow up on, but says for now, she's just fine. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Author Stephen King writes on social media, one of the joys of his professional life was collaborating with Peter Straub on The Talisman. Straub, a best-selling master of horror in his own right, has died. He was 79 years old. That's the CBS World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.